Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned for more great community radio and for the next hour or so, some more great jazz. This program is Voyage. My name is Keith Black. Well, moving from Mary Halverson to Satoko Fuji, who, well, she's a pianist, composer, arranger, leader, restless spirit in terms of providing a remarkable range of terrific jazz in her many releases. One of them that came out this year is a duet album with her partner, Natsuki Tamura, on trumpet. And they have worked together before. They're capable of very sort of wild and exciting out there music, but they can also play exciting not out there music as much. The surprise for me in this duet album is that the music is more or less quieter in terms of melodic expression, and it unravels in an unhurried beauty. The seven of the compositions are from Natsuki Tamura, and each is apparently the name of a tree, of course, in Japanese. And the melodies are interesting. This couple really plays music terrifically together. They know exactly how each other expresses themselves. And this is a very, very fine album that came out this year. And it, too, is going to be on my best of lists for sure. It is called Ki, K-I. And apparently that is just sort of an overarching expression that can mean spirit, all sorts of, you know, the flowing force of nature, spirit of the mind as well, a complicated interpretation of the word that has a wide, wide range with only two letters, K-I. So from the album Kai, if that's how it's pronounced, here is Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura on trumpet with two tracks. The first track is called Keiaki, and the second one is Sugi. Two beautiful tracks from a beautiful album, named Key, K-I, or I'm not sure how that's pronounced. I really need a Japanese friend. I'm going to have to ask her what it is. I would say Key, but there you go. With Satoko Fuji on piano and her partner in music, in life as well as in music, Natsuki Tamura on trumpet. Really neat album there. And it's, my goodness, it's got us all the way to 12:20 or so here. It's so still about 40 minutes left in the show, but it seems to have gone very quickly, at least for me, and hopefully not too quickly for you in order to allow you to enjoy it. Now, though, I'm going to get back to complete, if you will, my historical segment for today. In 1960, Duke Ellington, along with his partner, Billy Strayhorn, arranged the music for the Nutcracker Suite for Jazz Orchestra. And you've been hearing it this morning for the three tracks and then three more tracks and now the final three tracks, which are the Chinoiserie is what it's called, but the original title was Chinese Dance. I think they had as much fun making up the titles as they did recording the music. Following that, the Dance of the Floriadors, which is the Waltz of the Flowers. And then the Arabian Dance is Arabesque Cookie. So there you go. That will be the end of the historical segment today. So here is the Duke Ellington Band from 1960, finishing off, if you put it that way, the Nutcracker Suite. Thank you. Arabesque Cookie, the final track of Duke Ellington's interpretation of the Nutcracker Suite, has been my historical segment in bits today to give you a sort of a seasonal nod in the direction of my historical segment. It is clearly a seasonal classic, and certainly is performed with ballet and whatnot, probably in most cities that have a ballet, and we certainly have a ballet, and it will be performed again this year, as always, and that is the tradition, and that's my historical segment in bits and pieces today to reflect the Duke Ellington Band's interpretation. Well, we're into the last half hour of our program today. It's 12:35 in Winnipeg, Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And there is a blizzard warning out from the weather department saying that there's an Alberta Clipper heading our way in the next few hours, perhaps. It's hard to gauge exactly when these things arrive. The only good thing about an Alberta Clipper is that it moves fast and it's usually gone rather than sticking around for days. But there's supposed to be possible heavy dumps of snow in parts of southern Manitoba, and Winnipeg is included in the blizzard warning. So take care if you're going out later on today and maybe even into tomorrow. Pay attention to what the weather is saying about what's happening, as it looks fairly benign, certainly did this morning, and probably now, although there's no windows in here. But when it comes, it can come fast and hard. So pay attention to all of that. And in the meantime, I'll move on to more music. This is also a new album from the other side of the world. Jeremy Rose is a saxophonist from Australia. And when I was putting this together and grabbed this album to play today, how could I not think of the Bondi Beach massacre and the horrible things that have happened? I've been to Australia, love Australia and the Australian people that we met. I've walked on that beach, and the thought of it being a slaughterhouse is as painful for, I'm sure, everybody there and for everybody around the world. So my thoughts and concerns go to the people of Australia and all the large number of families impacted by this horrible event. But from Jeremy Rose, I'm going to play two or three tracks from his brand new album called Infinity 2. It has Novak Mankovic on keyboards, Tully Ryan on drums, and Ben Carey on synthesizer, as well as Rose on basically tenor, I think. This is sort of almost melancholy music at times, and maybe that's appropriate. It's haunting. It's sort of meditative. Why am I telling you what you're going to hear? You'll hear it and make your own conclusions. Here's Jeremy Rose from his album Infinity 2. The tracks I'm going to play are Impermanence, Ephemeral Dance, and Tides. Jeremy Rose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some haunting music there from Australian saxophonist Jeremy Rose from his new album called Infinity 2 and Beyond. No, never mind. Yes, some very haunting playing on that. It's mood, but it also has some very fine jazz licks in there. It's a very interesting album that is just out on Earshift label out of Australia. And I'll take us out with a little bit of vibraphonist Patricia Brennan from her album called Of the Near and Far. And I've mentioned before, and I mentioned in my newspaper review as well, that while it's not unusual for a jazz musician to make an album concept out of a personal belief or love or pastime or whatever, she is... Patricia Brennan is an avid amateur astronomer, to the point of apparently traveling with her own telescope to use whenever she can when she's away from the city lights. This album is therefore a tribute and an idea of a love story dedicated to the stars. And it's musical and adventurous and everything else, and often meditative and ethereal, and as it should be when you're talking about outer space. Her colleagues are pianist Sylvie Carvoisier, guitarist Miles Okazaki, bassist Kim Cass, drummer John Hollenbeck, and violinists Modney and Pala Garcia, and a couple of other strings as well. They do a great job on all of these, and you'll be hearing more of this. It's one of my albums that I have put aside for the ones that really caught my ear this year. But I'll take us out with a track called Aquila from Patricia Brennan. Look after yourselves for the next week. I hope the weather doesn't turn too bad. Look out for yourselves in the next little while if this blizzard rolls in. I'll be back on the 24th to bring you, well, a lot more sort of seasonal music. There may not be a historical segment in as much as a lot of seasonal music is sort of historical, too. You'll just have to tune in and figure out what that means, right? I'm Keith Black, and as always, I've had a lot of fun today playing for you the music I love, and I'll be back next week. Look after yourselves for the next little while. It's getting close to seasonal madness, so take a deep breath and look out for yourselves for the next little while. Stay healthy. And in the meantime, here's Patricia Brennan. See you next time.